Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Beis. Ketzad, how does the halacha of metaltalin, bringing tuma on themselves, even if they're not a tefach wide, apply? Kush, if you have a spindle, which is used to knit, shehu, tochav b'kaisel, it's stuck into the wall, and a kush tends to have a metal hook in it, which is enables it to be mekabel tuma. Kachatzi zayis mitachtav, ukachatzi zayis milgabav, if there's half of a kezayis of a mace underneath it, and half of a kezayis of a maize on top of it, then afu pisha ena mechavav, and even though the two kezayisim are not directly one above the other, tamei, the spindle is going to be tamei, because the two halves of a zayis are mitstaref to a kezayis. Nimtza, maybe it's a tumel yatsmei b'kol shehu. So we see that even though the spindle is not a tefach wide, it can serve to bring tuma on itself. Hakader, if someone is a pot maker who's shu oiver, that he's walking from place to place, and the way he would walk was with a stick or a pole going across his shoulder with two hooks at each end, and pots were hanging on that hook. So that hook makes the pole be mekabel tuma. V'hasal al kisefai. And he has this sal, or the perhaps the correct girsa is asal, meaning the pole that goes across his shoulder is on his shoulder. V'heil tzida yechad, and one side of that pole serves as an ohel ala kever, over a grave. And it's not a tefach white, this pole. Hakelim shebetzad hasheni, the kelim that are underneath the other side of the pole, tarim, are going to be tahar, since it itself is not a tefach white, therefore it cannot bring tumma on to kelim that are on the other side. Im yesh basal paseach tefach, if this pole does have a tefach width, tameim, the kelim underneath the other side, are going to be tamei. Hatzululiyos, here we're introducing a new halacha regarding whether we're choshesh that women may have buried a fetus that was born prematurely and passed away, buried it in a haphazard way, and in that way bringing tumma onto different areas. So atluyos, if you have a mound of dirt, hakreves that are close, bein le'ir bein laderech, whether to a city or near the road, achas chadasha is ve'achad yishanis, whether they are a new mound, which we don't recall, or a old mound, we'll explain soon what they are, timeos will assume that those mounds are tamei, because we're concerned maybe a woman who was afraid to go all the way out to the graveyard may have done a or performed a quick burial on their fetus. And also it's possible that perhaps it was a funeral that was running late on a Friday and they quickly buried the person inside this mound so that they should be able to make it back in time for Shabbos. And since it was done by one or two people, it's possible there would be no record of it. So therefore, echad chadashes v'echad yeshanes, if they're near the city or near a road, whether they're new mounds or old mounds, tameos, we're going to be geyser, decree tum on them, just in case there's a fetus or a person who was buried there in a quick, haphazard, quiet way. Harechokos, however, mounds of dirt that are further from the city or from the road, chadashos, if they are new tahiris, they're going to be tahar. Because since they're far from the road, a woman wouldn't travel there by herself, so she would take a man with her, and once a man's going with her, he would probably go all the way to the Beis HaKavaris. Whereas Yeshanos, if they are old mounds, then Tameos, they're going to be Tamei. Why? Because we're concerned maybe there used to be a road going right by it, which we don't know about, and perhaps a woman did bury, or they did bury a person in that mound. So if it's a new mound, and we know for sure there was never a road next to it, it is going to be tahar, but if it's an old man, we're still going to be concerned that perhaps it's tummy. Ezohit kareva, what's considered close to a city? Chamishim ama, if it's within 50 amos, which means, according to different opinions, either 75 feet or 100 feet. Vyashana, what's considered an old mound? That we say, even though it's far away from the road, is considered tummy. Shishim shana, if it's more than 60 years old, then it's possible there's a road there beforehand which was forgotten. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Kreiva, he defines close, a mound which is close to the city or the road, as She'ein Kreiva Heimenu, it's the closest mound to the city or to the road. V'yishana, but if there's a further mound then that further amount is going to be tahar, because we're going to assume that if there was a fetus or a person buried, they would have buried them right next to the road. V'yishana, what's considered an old mound that we're concerned maybe there was a road there? She'en adam zeichra, it means that there's no one who remembers when that mound was formed. However, if anyone does remember when the mound was formed, even if it's more than 60 years old, we're going to say that that person would have also remembered if there was a road next to it, and we can trust their memory. Mishnah Gimel. Our mission is now introducing a practice which there used to be in Eretz Yisrael regarding being metahir the land, to prepare the land for the Adir Golim and to clear the tumah off the roads to make sure that no one becomes, none of the Adir Golim become tummy. So Hamaitse Meis, someone who finds a corpse, meaning they were digging in the ground, and they found a mace. Betchila, if it's a location where there had never been known graves beforehand, Mushkav Kedarkai, and you could see that the person was buried with the customs of a Jewish burial, the way it's normally laid down, Naitloi Vestvusasai. We allow the people who are trying to be Metahir Eretz Yisrael to remove that corpse and to take them and to bury them somewhere else. But they take the corpse together with a layer of dirt underneath that, since that dirt, we're assuming, probably absorbed some of the fluids that left the body of the corpse. We're assuming that the person was not buried here intentionally, rather it was some sort of haste, because if the person was buried there intentionally, it would have been forbidden to move them to another location. Matzah Shnayim. Now what happens if you find two people? Does that mean that now this is a proper burial location and it would be forbidden to move the graves? The Mishnah says no. Naitlan Vestavusasan, you can still take them and the land underneath them, because we can still assume that it's not a graveyard, it was just a quick burial plot for the specific need. Matzah Shleisha. However, now, what if you find three people buried in one location, which we didn't know was a graveyard? Im yesh bin zeh lezeh me'arba amos v'yad shmoina amos. If you have in between each corpse the distance between 4 amos up to 8 amos, meaning not less than 4 or not more than 8, which is kimlai mita v'kayvreha, the amount of room that you would need to carry the corpse and to people to work around and to bury them, harezu shchunas kvareis, we would now consider it a community of graves, meaning it is now considered a proper graveyard, and therefore it would be forbidden to move them, rather we'd have to move the road around them. Now, when you have that amount of graves together, you now have to check bodek mimenu ulahalon esrnami. You have to now go from the furthest of these three graves and check 20 amos further to see, are there any more graves nearby? Batza echad v'seif esrnami. If you did find one grave, even if it's just about 20 amos away, bodek mimenu ulahalon esrnami. You go from that one and check another 20 amos. Shereglayim ledover, because once we already have found so many graves in one location, we now have a reason to suspect that there are more graves in the area. And then once we define that, where that there aren't any, we can then mark them off and allow people to walk in the areas further away and not become tummy. She'ilu mitchila maitza'ai naitloi v'yes tvusasai. Meaning, had we found this kever before we found the original ones, we would have allowed you to move it. But now that we found the first three, and this last further kever was 20 amos away, we now would not allow anyone to move that, because we consider it part of the original graveyard.